Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
B. Arthur joins us. We're not even going to do the formalities. Let's get right into it. I want every morsel of this. So B. Arthur has a great story. So if you don't know, we're in a global pandemic. And
what?
Yeah, I know. And because of that, you know, we have to take different precautions. If someone gets sick or someone comes into contact with someone that has monkeypox, they have to stay home. And it's affected every show. Well, recently, the precautions affected the Lori and Julia show. And here to pick up the story is our Dark Lord, Amy Daniels. B. Arthur. Hello, B.
Good morning.
Good morning. What happened, B?
Yeah, we can't wait to hear this.
While you were on vacation, by the way.
Oh, that's right, Dawn. Good, yes.
Yeah. I tried for a couple of weeks to take a vacation. I've just given up.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. So I was taking some time off. We weren't going anywhere. I was just staying home. I get a call from Lori at about 12:30 or 1. Now, let me remind you, their show's on at 3.
Okay.
And she tells me that she had had exposure to somebody with a positive COVID test for an extended period of time. So I just, you know, obviously said, okay, well, then you can't be in the station today. You've got to be out. And then I'm thinking, as you guys know, and we'll just go into a super brief explanation, when people are broadcasting from home, there's a couple things they need, okay? When you hear Jason or Bradley or Lori or Julia, what would they need is a computer. They need a microphone that we send with them. It's called an Uber mic. They need a couple of different cords and an adapter. And then we send them home and we set them up on a program called Clean Feed, which is, you know, it's on the internet.
That's the exact situation that I have.
Exactly.
That's the way Kenny comes in every day.
Now, B, let me stop you there. When you say a computer, what do you mean?
What is that?
I mean a laptop or a desktop computer of any kind.
Okay.
Just something. Okay. Basically, all the computer does is get on the internet so that you can get on this Clean Feed program.
Okay.
And you just plug this microphone, as Kenny knows, because Kenny, again, as he said, uses it every day. You just plug the microphone into the USB port of the computer.
Just to go back for a second, so a computer meaning something that kindergartners are currently logging on to do distance learning every day.
Oh, correct.
Scorcher.
Scorcher.
Yes.
Is that what you mean, B. Arthur?
Even the kind that kindergartners use.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Just
continue.
Clear.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. So are we clear on that?
We're clear on what a computer is, yes.
So the first thing I do that day is I'm thinking, well, it's like by this time it's 1 o'clock or so, maybe later. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm not going to probably, knowing who I was dealing with, I'm probably not going to be able to get, plus just physically, I can't get the equipment to them and get them on air today. So we got coverage for the afternoon show. Brittany Arneson came in, which was great. Holly and Brittany did the show. So then I'm thinking to myself, I'm on vacation. And I'm thinking, I don't think, because we had some people out across the hall at our sister station, it was like, I'm not sure that we have, you know, the equipment, but let me call Lori and Julia and see what kind of equipment they have. So equipment meaning, let's go back to our previous point.
Yeah.
Equipment
okay.
meaning a simple computer of now, any kind.
And when you say computer, like Dawn said, a computer is something like that kindergartners and first graders are logging on to do distance learning. Am I clear on this?
It's correct. Exactly correct. Just any kind of computer. Okay?
Okay.
So I called Julia, and Julia goes, well, I have a computer. I said, great. I said, so do you have Chrome on the computer? Because we use the Chrome browser for this
software. Google Chrome.
And she goes, no, I tried to install it and my computer fell apart. It just won't work anymore.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, you tried to install Chrome in your computer? She goes, yeah, it was really full. And that was the last thing that I tried to fit on it, and there was no room left, and then it crashed. So I was like, okay, well, I said, do you have another computer? And she goes, no.
I'm can like, we pause okay. here? Can we pause here? Are we all wondering? Are we all wondering what is taking up so much hard drive space on Julia's computer? Okay, ooh, well, I mean yeah. that's a whole separate conversation. I don't want to derail
know
if us, I but
no,
right. let's come. Right, we'll come back Julia's to that computer, at a different guys, time. Yeah,
Julia's computer, you guys, is like it's like a 12-year-old laptop.
Okay.
Oh, so it's okay. been collecting stuff for a very long time.
Got it. Okay, so please continue.
And I think, okay, well, I'm going to have... And I say, do you have another computer? Nope, that's it. So if she has no computer, I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking in my head, okay, well, I'm going to have to call the engineer. So then I call Lori. And I go, Lori, do you have a computer? And she goes, what kind of... And she goes, well, no. I said, do you have a laptop? No. Do you have a desktop? No. She goes, oh, wow. I have an iPad. I said, you don't have a computer at all. And she goes, no, I've never owned one.
Oh, wow.
Hey, let that sit with you for a sec.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey had one, but they don't have one anymore.
And again, for people that are like, well, what's the big deal? Just so you guys know, it is almost impossible in 2020 to do the jobs we do without a computer. That's why this is, because I know a lot of you probably listening don't have a computer, but
right,
for
right, of
but
course.
But for a broadcaster, for a broadcaster, for a broadcaster in Market 13 that does a 3-hour show every day where you have to research items to not have a computer, that is a little odd. Please continue.
Right. And then
how does she do her
part? To underscore your point, Jason, let's review the fact that the girls have been doing their show, a 3-hour talk show, for 18, 19 years, whatever it's been, in which they have to go on the internet every single day.
Every day.
That's how they prep their show. You know, they don't read newspapers and magazines. They go on their show and they have to go get information. Okay. So then I'm like, okay. So it's 2:00 and I'm thinking, well, the only way to get these two on the air then is for us to find two computers to bring to their house. So I call the engineers. Jason, you were already out.
Yeah.
With one, and Bradley was out. Three people across the hall were out. That's five computers, or because you had your own.
Yeah.
That were already out. So I call the engineers. We don't have any. So I have to get my personal Macintosh laptop.
You did?
And my my work computer laptop.
Yeah.
And put them in my car and drive them to the radio station. And
oh my gosh.
So, okay, really? So I have to drive them to the radio station. And I drive them to the radio station, and Julia, God bless her, because the girls by this point had gone to the airport and done their COVID tests.
Yeah.
Julia offers to come over and pick them up. God bless her. Otherwise, I would have had to drive them to their houses because they're in quarantine. So Julia comes. I put these kits together. It takes a long time because we don't have the right adapters, blah, 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 blah. I finally put these kits together in two boxes, a box for Lori, a box for Julia, with all the cords, the microphones, the computers. And Julia comes and gets them, and I give them, you know, the laptops, the microphones, all of it. And she says, I'll take this to Lori. I said, great. So then I went to bed thinking that the next day would be delightful, right?
You plug it in, turn it on.
You plug it in, you turn it on, we're going to be good. The day starts with me calling Lori ahead of time to say, Lori, you know, we've got to get blah, 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 hooked up. Julia, by the way, I'm just going to breeze through the Julia thing. Julia did everything right. Was up and running at precisely 3:00, sounding great. She got the whole thing down pat.
Way to go, Julia.
Yeah, she rocked. Lori, let me run through the problems with Lori getting connected. First, we had to explain how to put the cords in the computer. You know, like there's a hole and you put the cord in. But we didn't explain that.
I'm getting so nervous right now.
We had to explain the Uber mic, as Kenny knows, because Kenny uses it. The Uber mic has a front and a back.
Yeah.
On the front, there's a little word that says front. Yeah. So I have to walk through with her that this is the front. Turn it around so you can see the word front. You know, make sure the knobs are in this position, blah, blah, blah. So then I hand it off to the engineers.
Oh, no.
To walk through the rest of it, because they've got to get her. We send a link by email. Okay, here's what I find out. Lori has no computer. We've established that. Lori also has no email address.
What?
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 Just let that sit with you. No email address.
What?
So I can't send the clean feed link to her because she doesn't have an email address.
You can't. Oh, my gosh.
And she has an email at work, but she doesn't have it on her phone because she doesn't want to have to answer email when she's not at work.
Oh. So she just does work at work at her desk.
Okay, B, hold on a minute. We're going to do a special edition of the Dirt Alert with you. We're going to continue this, but we got to take a break on time or you'll email us yelling at us. So stay right there.
At least you have an email account.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We'll be back with the conclusion of this on a very special Dirt Alert plus another winner in our Live for Free contest right after this. Speaking of calling in, B. Arthur joins us to continue the story. When we last left off, computers have been delivered to Lori Barghini's house. She doesn't know how to plug them in. She doesn't know which way to put the microphone. The engineers are helping her. Take back over, B. Arthur.
All right. Then we've also established that she doesn't have an email.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes, no email.
No email, Lex. Lori Barghini does not.
You send her the link to get into the invitation to get into our program.
Yeah, you need an email invitation. I answer one every morning from you.
Right. And Kenny, as you know, when you get that email, you know, invitation, there's a long, like, you know, thing. There's a long, you know, URL that you click on.
Yep.
So... so she doesn't have an email. So I literally start setting up a Gmail account for her.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow.
Goodness.
And then I'm trying to think in my head, I'm like, okay, but if I set this up, then I'm going to have to set it up, give it a name, give it a password, and then I'm going to have to explain to Lori how to work it. I mean, it's like a flashback of trying to tell my 80-year-old mother how to use email. And so I was like, okay, well, and then she realizes... No, Julia calls me and goes, no, Casey has an email address. Here it is.
Oh, good.
Oh.
That's
okay,
what I was wondering.
Good.
Okay.
So you take that, and I said, I said, okay, great. So I take that. I give all that to the engineers, and they walk Lori through the rest of the setup for this. So I listen at 3 o'clock to hear the sparkling voices from home of Lori and Julia. Here, Julia, just fine. No, Lori.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, really? This is my second day.
I feel bad
of being
right now.
On quote unquote vacation.
Yeah.
And so I'm listening, and so I call our engineer, Mike Weber, and I go, what? Is there a problem? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I was trying to explain to Lori how to click on that link to get on, you know, on clean feed. And she says that there's no Chrome in that computer, which is not true because before I sent the computer, I made sure it was the default browser. But okay, whatever.
Oh.
And so she went to the email, which I had to walk her through. And then when she went to click on that link, it wouldn't open Chrome, she said. I said, okay. And he said, so I told her, okay, here's the part, guys. So I told her, Mike said, I told her to copy and paste the link and put it in the browser.
Yeah.
And she said, and I quote, I don't copy and paste, and what is a browser?
Holy bleep.
I don't copy and paste.
Oh.
And what is a browser?
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Did Mike go through the whole thing?
So he says, Lori, all you have to do is highlight that link and then right click and copy it.
What's highlight?
And she said, I don't right click.
What?
It's like a personal decision. Like, I don't have to right click.
It's not philosophical.
Okay.
It's just she doesn't know how to right click and she's just given up.
Oh. I thought, I have Casey right click for me.
Right. Yeah. Nope, she won't. She doesn't like to right click. She's never liked it. She doesn't want to do it.
There's so many options. That's how you get your options.
The only people that right click are single women.
Exactly.
It's against your religion.
Right. So Mike is like, okay. And he says, well, then you're going to have to write down that URL, which is about 50 characters long.
Oh, my gosh. No.
And type it into the browser, which is that gap at the top of the Google page.
Oh, my gosh.
So Lori writes it down.
Oh, no.
No.
GQX. 129.5///
Yeah. All the numbers and the key sentences.
Then Lori goes up to the browser window that she's just discovered and types in character by character the URL to get connected. So then I think, okay, well, then why is she still not on? And Mike's not sure. Then all of a sudden, there she is. I can hear her on the air talking to Julia.
Okay.
She sounds, now, when we had set the mics up, we had said, these are different kind of microphones, girls, than you use in the studio. Don't be right on them. You know, back away from them a little bit. They're sensitive.
Right.
Lori sounds as if she's in the back of the room.
No. And they're coming through, because I've had to do this before, they're coming through the same channel, because you can't control that. So you can't adjust.
Back here?
Yeah.
No. It sounds like she is literally standing in the back of whatever room she's in.
I don't have to right-click because
like
I have Casey. Yes. Casey, come over here and right-click me about 8 times.
Yep. And this whole story is only relatable and funny and interesting because everyone's had to deal with this sort of technology. They're just all a little bit better at it than
Lori. 25 years ago.
Oh. Right. But we've all had to do this in the pandemic, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, so I hear her and I hear Julia's perfect. Julia sounds great. So then at one point, Lori says from the back of the room, you know what, you guys, this computer, this laptop, it looks like it's dying. It just gave me a warning.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, why is it not plugged in?
I text Lori.
I've been texting her the whole time. She's not answering. I text Lori and I say, Lori, there was a cord past this computer. Plug it into the wall. And she's not getting that. She's still on the air saying, you guys, it looks like it's dying. It's giving me this warning from the back of the room. And then we keep texting her and calling her and being like, go get the cord. And Julia's like, go get the cord.
Stay right there. B, stay there because I have a clip of this pulled up. Stay right there. We have to take a break. So more when we come back. Stay with us, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
You got mail.
Oh, we are being flooded with messages. People are on the floor rolling. My favorite message has come in from Sarah, who says, this is the best pop-up video ever. She's calling this B. Arthur pop-up video. She said, I heard the Lori and Julia disaster live on the air, But hearing B. Arthur's pop-up video commentary is the best thing ever. Okay, now B. B. I have a clip. I have a clip pulled up. I'm gonna play it. Awesome. This is. I think this is where you are in your story, where Lori starts to realize the battery in her laptop. The battery in her laptop is going bad and she doesn't know why. So, and then we'll stop it, and B, you can add commentary. So here's a little bit of here's a little bit of Lori and Julia trying to broadcast from home as Lori starts to realize there's trouble afoot.
It's kind of nice.
I don't want to make a habit of this, Julia.
No,
this
is... it was so stressful. I'm just going to tell people how stressed were you guys?
Me?
You weren't, but Lori and I were so stressed.
I mean, Julia, I don't even cut and paste well. I had to type in the HTTP long address by hand because I am terrible at right clicks, and I'm just admitting it.
Okay, B. Oh, my, B. Not
what?
That I thought B.
What?
B. Not that I thought you were. I mean, not lying, but not that I thought you were doing, like, you know, ramping things up for the show. But you were actually conservative with your description. She really doesn't know how to right click.
Okay, and I have to say, here's the other level. I'm in my car on day two of trying to take a vacation and not taking a vacation. Because I'd been at the station the day before for hours trying to put these kits together and trying to set up an email for Lori and trying to blah.
Yeah.
So this is the second day, and there have been other things, but this is the second day. And I'm like in my car thinking, I went down to my car and I'm like, I'm going to have to drive to the radio station again. Yeah. So I'm on the phone with the engineer, and we are both, Mike Weber is our chief engineer. We are swearing and laughing at the same time. I call him and I go, what the hell? And he goes, Amy, I don't know what the hell's going on. And then we both start laughing.
Yes, that's all you do.
He's explaining everything he's already explained to Lori, which I already have explained everything to Lori. And we're laughing our heads up. We are like dying laughing and swearing at the same time.
I would also like to point out for Rocco's sake that she goes, this is so stressful. We're stressed, Julia. And he goes, she's like, are you stressed? And Rocco goes, me? And she goes, not you. You're not stressed. Yes, he is.
No, he's not stressed trying to run a show with
he
two people that
he doesn't know if there's going to be a show at all. He is so stressed.
Oh, my God. So, and then while that was happening, I remember at one point hearing Julia say, like, Lori, I don't know what happened to Lori. And Julia, there was a big pause, and she didn't know if Lori was there. And so Julia goes to Rocco and Holly, so have you guys watched The Crown?
Okay. Let's pick up. So this is now B. This is the moment of your hell. We're getting to the part where Lori is realizing her computer is dying. Here we go.
This will be a good week for you.
That's right.
it's a learning thing. No, but Lori, when you said I can't even. First of all, yesterday Amy's like, "Well, what's Lori's email address outside of work?" And I'm like, how about Casey's? And I'm like, okay, I know that. And then she's trying to get it from Lori, and Lori's like, well, wait, I got to look it up. And I'm like, for crying out loud, I have it. I mean, so it's really, you're catching up, Lori.
Kicking and screaming. All right, let's go, because we got to get to our story we can't get enough of.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right, I'm looking for something.
Did you find it, Lori?
Okay, this is, if people
I don't
could...
I've got Casey up.
Lori,
what?
Lori doesn't...
What?
So
B, explain what it. Explain again if people just tuned in. What is happening at this exact moment, B. Arthur?
Okay, we've run through the gauntlet of hell to get this back. And then we realize, or Lori realizes, that the computer is dying, the one she's connected to the radio station with, and she doesn't have the. She claims that we didn't give her a cord. I personally packed the cord into the box. So I know there's a cord. But she is telling Mike and I and saying on the air that there's no cord.
Okay, right. Here we go.
And the behind the scenes here is that Lori and Julia are each working on this amazing technology. It's, what is it called? An Uber mic, and it plugs into a laptop hop.
Poor Rocco! Oh my goodness!
Like, yeah, we use a program where we can broadcast remote.
Okay, now, B, where's Lori? Why is Holly talking now?
Well, because we can't, just continue.
Totally, and so... Lori and Julia are both using the same technology from different locations.
Oh, God.
Yes, but the problem is Lori says her laptop is about to die.
Oh,
she can't find the cord.
Oh, God.
This is like the SAG Awards all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
I am dying. I just took a picture of what a Mac plug looks like and where to plug it in the computer and texted them to her. Lori, did you figure it out?
Uh-oh.
All right, well, we're just going to protect her. Hey, you guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's
bitch. And she's gone.
Yeah. The computer died?
Gone. Yep, gone.
It died?
Yep, it died in the middle of the broadcast.
It really did die.
It died, and she claimed there was no cord. Now I'm in my car, driving to the station, talking to Mike the engineer, swearing and laughing, and swearing some more. And I'm like, I'm going to have to drive to Lori's house. She and Casey are both there, but they keep claiming that there is no cord. I never gave them a cord. They can't find a cord. There's no. All I gave them was a box. And in the box was a box with a microphone and a laptop in a case. With a cord. Those are the only things in the box.
Yeah, not much in there.
So I'm driving to the station thinking, because it's kind of on the way to Lori's house, that I'll drive to the station, and if I have to keep continuing, I'll just drive to Lori's house and find the stupid cord. Meanwhile, we're texting and calling and telling them to look, and they keep saying, we've looked everywhere, it's not here, there's no cord, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
So Julia continues the show with just Rocco and Holly.
Okay.
And then Lori, like maybe 20 minutes later, finds the cord that was there the whole time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And plugs it in.
Oh, God. Let me see if I... Just...
Okay, I do have something to say about the crown. I have...
that's
later.
You'll see.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to keep trying. Okay, Lori, did you tell Amy not to come to your house?
Yes, I did. I'm sure she's having a great week off with
she's been trying to take time off since March, and it never happens.
So she finally found. So she found the cord and called you, B.
Right. Well, she found. No, she didn't call me, but no, I got a text. All it said was, didn't say anything else. It just said, found it.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Found it. So then Hannah, our social media director, puts up a post in the midst of this that says, if you're not listening to Lori and Julia try to broadcast from home right now, you need to. And then there's a picture of Will Ferrell that says, well, that escalated quickly. So here's the thing, Jace, I told you this yesterday.
Yeah.
The experience of trying to get this done was exactly the same is as if somebody said to you on a Monday morning, okay, here are 2 3-year-old twins. You need to get these 3-year-old twins to go home with these pieces of equipment, drive themselves to their homes, these 3-year-olds, and then connect all this computer equipment to the internet and broadcast a radio show.
3-year-old twins. And by the Jason, way, they speak Mandarin.
Jason, it's the Colin quote, Jason. It's like trying to teach a monkey to fly a spaceship.
Amy, I said Colin was trying to teach Mama Haas how to sync up her Apple Watch, and he was getting frustrated. He was getting so frustrated. He goes, it's like trying to teach a monkey how to fly a spaceship. We as a couple have rarely laughed so hard together. He was so frustrated. That's kind of like It would be. It is like trying to teach a monkey to fly a spaceship. I mean,
well, and here's the irony.
It's
the irony
corralling
is
cats.
We love us, Lori and Julia, right, guys?
Oh, that's why we're doing this. Yes.
We love them. But here's the thing. Lori's allegedly the world's oldest teenager in 2020 who doesn't have a computer, an email address, doesn't know what a browser is, can't copy and paste.
Yeah.
Amy?
That is not a teenager. Wow. That is my 80-year-old mother.
Yeah.
That my Amy? Mother who says, who calls me on the regs and says, Amy, my email's disappeared. And I'll be like, no, it didn't disappear. It's there. It's a Gmail account. I mean, it was like...
We have this problem with Souchere, but compared to Lori, Souchere's a bleeping rocket scientist.
He's Bill Gates.
He's a genius compared to her.
He's Bill Gates.
Guys, just linger for a second.
Souchere is Tim Cook.
Yes.
Linger for a second on the fact, because I certainly have in the intervening 6 days. Linger on the fact that, okay, what I said about a three-year-old, I know that sounds like a joke, but literally, think about anyone you know who's ever been three and trying to explain to that three-year-old preschooler how to hook up a computer. That is exactly what this experience was like.
Well,
I'm surprised you guys even tried over and over and over.
I know.
Again.
Well, let's just put a bow on this, wrap this up, and say, B. Arthur, you are a saint. Mike Weber is a saint. Jake is a saint. Yeah. Rocco is a saint.
Holly. Oh, Rocco.
Holly.
Oh.
Thank you, you guys.
Julia was a rock star.
Julia. Man. You guys, sincerely, the engineers, we've said it. We can't say it enough. All kidding aside, the engineers, I'm surprised they have hair on their heads because this has been so...
It's all gray.
It's been so hard, and it's like putting together a 400-piece jigsaw puzzle every day, and the last 45 minutes were a perfect example why we have such a great crew. Aim, thanks, sweetheart.
That is so true, and by the way, everybody who's been going through this during the pandemic, this is not, it's not an original story. Everybody's been dealing with it. They're just not Lori.
They're just not on a flame-throwing radio, you know, a big, huge radio station in a major market.
No. The great B. Arthur, everybody. We love you, B. Thank you.
Thank you, B.
Thanks.
What a storyteller.
Bye-bye.
As prices keep creeping up, your entertainment budget doesn't have to take a hit. LiveOne Plus has all the music you love, ad-free, for only $3.99 per month. Dive into LiveOne's massive library of songs, listen to curated playlists, or create your own. Check out exclusive artist-hosted stations and do it all for the best price in streaming. Lock in a LiveOne Plus membership for just $3.99 per month now, and you'll not only beat inflation, you'll get all your favorite music ad-free. Check out LiveOne.com/bestmusic for details.